Our scripture reading continues in the reading of the Gospel of Mark. Today our passage is Mark 2, verses 1 to 17. It's on page 1065 in your pew Bible. And what precious episodes these are from the life of our Lord. The theme of these two sections is the authority and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in particular, his authority to forgive sins. That's the question. Jesus is healing people. They want to be healed. They're coming in droves. These wonderful friends burrow through the roof to lower down their paralyzed friend. And what Jesus particularly gives them is his great need, the forgiveness of sins. Do you realize that your great need is the forgiveness of sins? Jesus has authority as Son of God to forgive sins, and he heals the man to prove that authority. He also has power to change our lives. And he comes to Levi, the tax collector, a man besotted in sin, seated in sin, and Jesus calls him. Notice the sovereign power of the call of Levi. Jesus calls, and when that call is effectual, the sinner is converted, and he becomes Matthew the disciple, and he begins a new life. Forgiveness, justification, sanctification, a power for a new life. That is the gospel Jesus brings. And how wonderful when we think of the awe of the authority and power of God the Son coming in our midst. It's so clear as the passage ends with sinners and tax collectors eating with him that he came to save sinners. Well, he is altogether lovely. Let us give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Mark 2. And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. And many were gathered together so that there was no more room, nor not even at the door. And he was preaching the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." He went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.